Goedendag, mijn naam is Peter.
Judith here, Absolute Beginner, Season 1, Lesson 11, Beautiful Flowers. Hello and welcome back to DutchPod101.com, the fastest, easiest and most fun way to learn Dutch. I'm joined in the studio by...
Hello everyone, Peter here.
In this lesson, you will learn how to describe things.
This conversation takes place at the Amsterdam Flower Market.
The conversation is between Anna and Marijke.
The speakers are friends, therefore... they'll be speaking in formal Dutch.
Let's listen to the conversation.
Die rozen zijn rood. Ik houd van rode rozen.
Ik vind witte bloemen erg mooi. Het geeft niet wat voor bloemen, als ze maar wit zijn.
Kijk daar, wat een leuk plantje. Ik heb kleine planten thuis. Die geven een gezellige atmosfeer.
Ik heb geen planten thuis, maar wel altijd verse bloemen. Ben je klaar?
Ja, we gaan naar huis. Ben je met de auto?
Nee, ik neem altijd de tram.
Ja, het openbaar vervoer is erg goed. We houden contact, hè?
Ja, tot ziens.
Let's hear the conversation one time slowly.
Die rozen zijn rood. Ik houd van rode rozen.
Ik vind witte bloemen erg mooi. Het geeft niet wat voor bloemen. Als ze maar wit zijn.
Kijk daar, wat een leuk plantje. Ik heb kleine planten thuis. Die geven een gezellige atmosfeer.
Ik heb geen planten thuis, maar wel altijd verse bloemen. Ben je klaar?
Ja, we gaan naar huis. Ben je met de auto?
Nee, ik neem altijd de tram.
Ja. Het openbaar vervoer is erg goed. We houden contact, hè?
Ja, tot ziens.
Now let's hear it with the English translation.
Die rozen zijn rood. Ik houd van rode rozen.
Those roses are red. I love red roses.
Ik vind witte bloemen erg mooi. Het geeft niet wat voor bloemen, als ze maar wit zijn.
I find white flowers very beautiful. It doesn't matter what kind of flowers, as long as they're white.
Kijk daar, wat een leuk plantje. Ik heb kleine planten thuis. Die geven een gezellige atmosfeer.
Look there, what a nice little plant. I have small plants at home. They give a cozy atmosphere. Literally, those give a cozy atmosphere.
Ik heb geen planten thuis, maar wel altijd verse bloemen. Ben je klaar?
I have no plants at home, but always fresh flowers. Are you ready?
Ja, we gaan naar huis. Ben je met de auto?
Yes, we're going home. Did you come by car?
Nee, ik neem altijd de tram.
No, I always take the tram.
Ja, het openbaar vervoer is erg goed. We houden contact, hè?
Yes, the public transportation is very good. We'll stay in contact, right?
Ja, tot ziens.
Yes, see you. Is this true? Is the public transport really good in the Netherlands?
The public transport in the Netherlands is very good, but all the cities are very close to each other. Although actually everyone goes by bike. There's more bikes than people in the country. But in the larger cities, the public transport is a fast way to travel. Trains are, for example, an excellent way to visit neighboring cities. They are all very nearby. Trains are faster and more efficient. When you come in Amsterdam, besides bikes, you can also go with public transport. Way better with public transport than by car.
I can imagine that traveling by car in the center of a large city like Amsterdam, it would be almost impossible. The city centers in Europe, not just in the Netherlands, they're just not built for cars. And Amsterdam with the small streets and the canals, I think it's just too narrow to just fit the amount of cars that are trying to go through Amsterdam.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons why there's so many more bikes. Going by bike is just very convenient, very practical, and of course, very Dutch. Beware, everywhere where you walk in the Netherlands, in the center of Amsterdam, for example, have this bike alert to the left and to the right. The streets in Amsterdam, in all Dutch cities, are very narrow, with the beautiful canals and stuff. It's hard to get there by car. But one paradox is that one of the leading GPS navigation companies for car in the Netherlands has the headquarters exactly there in the center of Amsterdam. Anyone who wants to drive their car through the narrow streets and canals, they just all need the help they can get. The old town is simply not designed for modern traffic, more for flower transport by boats.
Yes, and finding a parking spot is a sport in itself.
Therefore, we can recommend you Experience Amsterdam and the Netherlands by bike.
Or public transport. Let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson. The first word we shall see is
roos.
Roos.
Roos. Roos.
Next.
Rood.
Red.
Rood. Rood.
Next.
Wit.
White.
Wit. Wit.
Next.
Geven.
To give.
Geven. Geven.
Next.
Klein.
Small.
Klein. Klein.
Next.
Plant.
Plant.
Plant. Plant.
Next.
Gezellig.
Cozy or comfortable.
Gezellig. Gezellig.
Next.
Atmosfeer.
Atmosfeer.
Atmosfeer. Atmosfeer.
Next.
Vers.
Fresh.
Vers. Vers.
Next.
We.
We.
We. We.
Next.
Auto.
Car.
Auto. Auto.
Next.
Tram.
Tram.
Tram. Tram.
Next.
Openbaar vervoer.
Public transportation.
Openbaar vervoer. Openbaar vervoer.
Let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson.
The first phrase we'll look at is het geeft niet.
It's an expression meaning it doesn't matter. Literally, this means it doesn't give. But based on that, you'd never guess that the meaning is actually it doesn't matter. Het geeft niet.
One of the most important words in Dutch language is gezellig. It's also one of the most difficult concepts to grasp if you're not a native Dutch. According to Wikipedia, this word just can't be translated. Gezellig, some might say, is the heart of Dutch culture. Gezellig. It's something like cozy, nice, comfortable, quaint, friendly, relaxing, or enjoyable. But it can be translated. Experience it yourself. Gezellig.
Gezellig can be used to refer to people.
Een gezellige man.
Or rooms.
Een gezellige kamer.
Movies, companies, friends, or an evening out.
One thing is for sure, gezellig is always positive.
The focus of this lesson is adjectives. Like in English, an adjective can stand in two places, either before the noun or after the verb to be.
For example, we can say een witte bloem.
A white flower.
Or de bloem is wit.
The flower is white. When an adjective is not directly in front of a noun, it appears in its basic form.
Wit.
When it's in front of a noun, it gets an additional e at the end.
Witte Blum.
You should always follow this rule and be sure to pronounce the adjective's e ending.
There's only one exception. We don't add an e when the noun that follows is neuter and singular. A word from the category het. And the sentence contains een or geen, one or none.
Be careful, both of these conditions must be met at the same time. If one of them isn't true, the adjective still gets the e ending.
Time for examples. For example, it is het ronde gezicht and een ronde tafel. But at the same time, een rond gezicht.
Gezicht is a het word, so it is eligible for this. And een ronde tafel contains the een, but it's not a het word. So both of these still get the e ending.
Een rond gezicht matches both of the conditions.
That just about does it for today.
Get instant access to all of our language learning lessons.
With any subscription, instantly access our entire library of audio and video lessons.
Download the lessons, or listen or watch online.
Put them on your phone or another mobile device, and listen, watch, and learn anywhere.
Lessons are organized by level, so progress in order, one level at a time.
Or skip around to different levels. It's up to you.
Instantly access them all right now at DutchPod101.com.
See you next week.
Doei!
Die rozen zijn rood. Ik houd van rode rozen.
Ik vind witte bloemen erg mooi. Het geeft niet wat voor bloemen, als ze maar wit zijn.
Kijk daar, wat een leuk plantje. Ik heb kleine planten thuis. Die geven een gezellige atmosfeer.
Ik heb geen planten thuis, maar wel altijd verse bloemen. Ben je klaar?
Ja, we gaan naar huis. Ben je met de auto?
Nee, ik neem altijd de tram.
Ja, het openbaar vervoer is erg goed. We houden contact, hè?
Ja, tot ziens.